We are going to talk now about the Amazon Fire tablet. Lots of blind people are telling me that, you know, friends of mine and people who've contacted the show, that this is becoming a really viable option. Now, the Amazon Fire tablet's available in three flavours, 7-inch, 8-inch and 10.1-inch. So if you're partially sighted, you've got a good option there with a decent screen. Or if you're blind, you can go for the 7 or 8-inch version if you're not fussed about real estate on the screen. With me now on the line, though, to talk a bit about this is someone who has made a decision to perhaps stick with the Amazon Fire tablet over her iPad. With me on the line now is Kaz, who has got in touch. Hi, Kaz.
Hello there.
Now, clearly you've been listening to this program because we've been talking about the Amazon Fire tablet last week, and I've been going on a bit to a few of my friends about how wonderful it is with the VoiceView software on it, and also the ability that I now have to download magazines and listen to them, such as, for example, T3 magazine, which, because I'm a huge tech geek and I love T3 magazine, but I've not been able to read it for, well, a long, long time. Used to, maybe about 2-3 years ago, read it with a CCTV, and just can't do that anymore. So I was fascinated to get it. And it's amazing when you find something like that that helps you do that kind of thing. It's like, you know, a whole world's opened up again. But you put up an Audioboom post, I believe, on Audioboom, all about the Amazon Fire tablet, because you're like me, you're a big fan.
I did. I got one for Christmas, and I'd never really... I had one a few years ago, but it was really kind of quiet. It wasn't that good. The accessibility wasn't that great. But they've brought out... They've really updated it since, and I had it for Christmas, and I was absolutely amazed. So I wanted to spread the word, so I did an Audioboom review of it.
Okay, so you've put a bit of a review together there for Audioboom, which is fantastic. Would you pick this over an iPad, for example? Would this be your choice?
Well, I have an iPad, so that's difficult to see. I have an iPad. I'm a huge fan of Apple devices. I've got an iPhone, iPad. I've got an Apple Watch. But I think if I didn't have the money to buy an iPad, so say when this iPad I've got gets too old and it's not really, it's an iPad Mini 3 I've got. So when it gets too old to be, you know, that useful to me and it gets slow, I possibly wouldn't buy another iPad. You know, I would possibly just use my iPhone and have an Amazon tablet, because the price margin is, you know, significantly less. And really, it's for what it does, I think it's amazing value.
I think that's really interesting because, you know, you're speaking from a really interesting place. You've got an iPad, and yet you're saying that when it gets old, and actually there's an interesting side to this. You probably know yourself that when you've got an iPad or any Apple device, after a few years, the software does tend to make you feel like it's pushing you towards buying a new one.
Yeah, they get really slow, and you know, and they won't let you update to the latest one. My mum has an iPad Mini 1, which used to be mine, and it's no longer. I can't put iOS 10 on it for her because it won't take it anymore, so I can't update it to the latest software anyway.
No, so you've kind of stuffed there. Whereas if you had to go and buy another Amazon tablet, you're talking a considerable less amount of money.
I mean £50.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? So what have you got? What is the Kindle Fire you've actually got?
I've got the 16 gig 7-inch version, the latest of running latest Fire 5 edition 5.
And is that the 8-inch screen one?
No, that's a 7-inch screen one.
7-inch, right.
I have a 7-inch screen. I don't have any usable vision, so, you know, for me, I don't care what size the screen is. I'm not bothered.
Yeah, because it's interesting that a few partially sighted friends of mine have said that, you know, the screen on it's actually not too bad. And there's the 8-inch version, and there's also a 10-inch version they do as well.
That's right.
But, you know, again, if you don't have... I've said this to a lot of my blind friends as well. You know, if you've got no usable vision, what do you care? You know, it's as long as it's usable, as long as it's functional, that's the important thing. In terms of VoiceView, the actual speech reading software, you've obviously used the iPad before. How does it compare for you? Because the one I've used is about a year and a bit old, so the actual Kindle Fire is obviously an older version, and it's a bit sluggish, if I'm honest. How has it been for you?
It's really nippy. It's really sharp, really, really fast. I had no problems with it. I turned it on. I was able to turn my voice view on myself without any sighted assist, because I wasn't sure whether that would be a, you know, a goer or not. I got it, took it out of the box, turned it on, placed two fingers on the screen, and hey presto, my voice view started. And it's quite sharp. Occasionally it takes a little bit of time when you do your two-finger double tap, it takes, or your double tap, but it takes a little time to respond. But not that long at all. Not that long.
Okay. And what apps are you using on it? Have you got are you using anything in particular?
I've used the Silk browser, which is Amazon's own version of Safari. That works well. I've tried. I've been on Facebook on it. I've been on Audible. I've looked at Kindle. I've looked at the Kindle to read books on it. And it's all very, very accessible. And my friend was saying that the ITV Hub is actually more accessible than the Apple version on iOS, although I've not tried that myself, but she said it's actually better.
In what way?
It's more user-friendly, more accessible, with the speech is far easier to operate. I've also looked at Amazon's instant video, because I've got Prime membership. I've looked at that as well.
So there's plenty of choice on it. It's not as if you're getting it and you can only use a few apps. It's fairly accessible. And the App Store itself is accessible?
Yep, the App Store itself is accessible. It doesn't look unlike the iOS on Apple.
So tell me this. You having an iPad, and you obviously know your tech, were you surprised at not only what you were getting for your money in terms of the device, but also the fact it was so accessible?
Yeah, I was. I was really amazed. I mean, it doesn't look unlike an iPad either. The actual build of it, it doesn't look unlike an iPad. You've got your lock button at the top and your micro USB charging port, and it doesn't look unlike an iPad, and it behaves, it behaves quite like an iPad, and it's I think it's very, very accessible. And the other thing I like about it is, and something you can't do on Apple devices is you can expand the memory.
You
can make it up to 128 gig if you want.
Yeah.
And there's an SD card slot in the side of it, which will expand the memory, and that's what I really liked as well.
Well, just interesting to hear your thoughts on it. Karen, I appreciate you telling us about that, and good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Kaz, and good to have your thoughts there, because, Sean, I'm a huge fan of this Amazon Fire tablet now. In fact, I'd almost go as far to say, hang on.
A huge fan since last week.
No, I am. I'm a huge fan all of a sudden. You can do that, I don't like this with music. I know who all the big acts are, I've heard of Drake. Don't ask me any more than that, but I've heard the name. Right. Yeah, I think it came up on Spotify. Right, so... this is the Amazon Fire tablet that Kaz was just talking about there. Now, this is a year old, this one. I'm just going to give you a bit of a run through it, because I know you're quite keen to find out about this. You've not got one of these, have you?
All my tech is self-destructing at the minute. I haven't even got a phone, so I'm interested in anything.
Yeah, a guy who does tech talk and he doesn't have a phone. What is going on? Right, okay, so I'm going to run my hand over the screen, or finger over the screen, and at the very bottom of the screen, there is no physical home button. So it's kind of on the bottom middle, where it would be on an iPad, but just maybe it's not an actual physical button, it's on the touch screen. So I'll just find it.
Unlock button.
Okay, so unlock and then double tap as you would.
Device unlocked. One of one, T3, Jan 1, 2017, new items, item 1 of 3.
Okay, so that's telling me that I'm on the home screen. I don't have a passcode set up, although you can do that. And it's telling me that its focus is on T3 magazine. And this is what I wanted to show you, because I was mentioning this with Kaz, and I mentioned it last week as well, that I'm now able to read these magazines really simply. So again, it's just like, I hate to say this, but it's just like an iPad or a Samsung or whatever you want to, call. You just run your finger over it. You can swipe from right to left to go from right to left and up and down menus. So let's do that.
4.50 from Paddington, dramatized, Agatha Christie, new items, item 2 of 3, 0%.
Bit of culture there, I like it.
Bit of culture, Agatha Christie, oh yeah. I love a bit of twist and turn me. Okay, what else?
Welcome to Fire OS 5, new items, item 3 of 3, new.
So they've added that in, obviously, that's the Fire OS guide. So if I go through again, I should be hitting apps next.
Shop Amazon, row 1, column 1.
Okay, so the Amazon app's there.
Silk Browser, row 1, column 2.
Silk Browser again. So loads and loads of different apps, and you'll notice a lot of them tend to have the Amazon name.
Yep.
I'm going to just go back to the T3 magazine just to show you how that works.
Silk, Shop Amazon, 1 of 1, 1 of 1, 1 of 1, T3, Jan 1, 2017, new items, item 1 of 3.
I think sometimes the one criticism I'd have of this is it talks a lot and doesn't say much.
Yeah.
You know, it could summarise that much better. But, okay, so we'll double tap on that. It should be into it a bit, because I've been reading the book, or reading the magazine.
Page content, communication function, extensive if smart compatibility and cheap, £ 24.95 a year, cloud services. It's easy to adjust the sensitivity and range of...
Okay, so it started speaking.
But we struck communicate function.
So that's reading an article from the T3 magazine.
Yeah, so what it's doing is it's just started picking up from where I left off. It gives you the magazine in a Kindle style, which is great. To silence it, interestingly, it's not like the double finger tap that you do, or the two-finger single tap. You've got to remember all these things. Two-finger single tap to silence it on the... on the iPhone. Actually, what you do is you kind of run your finger, or at least I do, up to the top middle, and that tends to silence it. And if I want to start talking again, I can swipe from the very top, two fingers, swipe down, and I'll start reading the whole thing. It is similar, but the only one thing, the only slight difference is you have to give focus to what it is you want it to read. So it's a little bit like speak screen on VoiceOver. You have to tell it the bit you want it to read, and then it'll just go from there. In a book case, in the case of a book, you're talking about, you know, giving focus to the text on the screen. And then once you've got that, you can then swipe two fingers down and it'll start reading the whole book. It's not bad, is it? So let's try that. So, I mean, and again, you can just sort of two fingers, you can swipe right and left to go from page to page. That beep signifies a change to another page. And then if I want to start reading that page, I give focus to the text by just putting my finger in the middle of the screen.
Page content.
And then I just swipe down from the top.
Gotcha. You see, it's strange, isn't it? And we're always comparing it back to the de facto standard now seems to be Apple gestures, you know, for VoiceOver. And we're always saying, well, it's a bit weird because you're doing it differently.
I can't turn her off.
Page content.
There's a joke there, but I'm not making it. Okay, well.
Okay, I've managed to silence her. It's actually quite awkward to silence her because there's not really any indication as to what does it. It's just kind of top, middle, thereabouts. That's all I can say.
Somewhere. That's another thing. So it all seems very nice there. You know, you're flicking around and it's talking. But for me as well, it comes down to how it feels when you use it. Because it does feel... I know you're demoing it there, so it's slightly different. But if you wanted to quickly flick around and, you know, jump to different items, does it feel fluid or does it feel a bit clunky?
No. And this is the bit that's hard to show in a demo because, you know, you're not being able to see what I'm doing. And one thing that comes up quite a lot is the sluggishness of it. When you go from, within the home screen, it's not too bad. When you're going between apps, it's fine. When you're in a browser, for example, it is a bit more awkward because, you know, it's struggling to keep up sometimes.
Yeah.
And I've noticed on the screen, because I've got a little bit of vision, I can see it moving. I can see the focus moving around, but it's not keeping up on text, so it's missing things. Speech is good. I think the voice is lovely, actually. I think it's a much more pleasant voice, very soft and lovely to listen to magazines and books with.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very responsive in that respect. But I think it's a good start. I'd be really keen to try the new version.
Let's be honest, that hardware you're using there is a year old, and how much was it when it was first?
Well, do you know what? I got it as a present, and I know it was on a sale because my friend wouldn't have bought it full price.
Wasn't from me, was it?
No, it wasn't from you. No, it cost real money. No, it was 35 quid. Now, think about this.
Yeah.
35 quid for a fully accessible tablet. I mean,
hang on. Fully accessible is a bold statement, my friend.
It is fully accessible in the sense that you can get onto the majority of the apps. The apps themselves are accessible. Not all of them, I'm sure. I mean, we're going to find issues with them, and this is the interesting part. It's a little bit like being back with Apple at the beginning, where we're starting to find apps that don't work very well, and we should, of course, contact the relevant app developers and say, look, this isn't working, and maybe we should be creating a list of those, because, you know, it'd be good to get these apps more accessible. But the big ones like iPlayer, Netflix, the Amazon Store, all of those are fully accessible. I've been through them all myself. They are brilliant to use with the voice view. And, you know, I find it quite enjoyable. In fact, it's the only device I've used where I've been, you know, reading more books, well, particularly magazines, actually, rather than books, and also doing a bit of shopping online with the voice. I've often found that quite awkward with the phone. So I think we're in interesting times.
Well, you know what? I actually might pick one of those up because, to be fair, I haven't used Android probably since before the Nexus 5.
Yeah.
The Nexus 7 tablet actually was the last one I got. And just, you know, trying to use the keyboard, it was so laggy that I just gave up. And to be fair to Android-based operating systems, you know, I suppose it is time to give it a go again. And at that price, you know, it comes down to the old thing. Accessibility just isn't the software set. It's also, you know, the price comes into it.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I'll say as well is the battery's not too bad. It's not too bad either. One criticism I have, though, is that it uses some of the original Android gestures that used to drive me insane. You know, the push your finger up and then left. And
the angular kind of gestures,
thing. Those are a
little
bit awkward.
A problem with them, to be honest. A lot of people did. I thought they were okay.
Well, strangely, on this device, I didn't find it too bad. It's just remembering them is the problem. But once you've got them in your head, it's fine. But, you know, getting back to the home screen, you go up from the right side, you go over to the left, and, you know, it takes you right back to the home screen. Really easy to use. You know, I think if you are on a budget, and let's be honest, not everyone out there is going to be able to buy an iPad, this is an option. This is something seriously worth considering. You know, but try it out. And, you know, for the money, I guess it's maybe you can get a trial of it or even just, you know, buy it and send it back if you don't like it or it doesn't work.
Exactly.
For you.
That's a good thing with. Are we being sponsored? It feels like it.
I have to say, you know, we got criticized last year because we talked so much about Apple. And this year we're talking a lot about Amazon. And it's interesting. It only seems to, for me anyway, to have been the past few months. And it's because of Echo that we've started to see and maybe give some credibility to Amazon devices that perhaps we wouldn't have done before. I think that's where things have changed. And also I think that the devices themselves, the Fire tablet, has changed a lot in the way that when it originally came out, it was very much a shopping experience. They were advertising all over it. You know, the new ones aren't like that. They're much more like Android tablets because they have got Android, you know, partly within them. I know it's not Android, but it's based on Android,
isn't it? Yeah, the core.
It is, exactly. So, you know, and that's just the way it's built. So, you know, I think they've maybe gone a bit further towards where we would see an iPad or a Samsung tablet. It's more that kind of style now. But I think great potential here, and I think it's one to definitely watch in 2017. And if you're on a budget, as I say, then it might be worth a look at.